This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 22 people were killed and dozens wounded in a Russian rocket strike on a Ukrainian train station on Wednesday, President Volodymyr Zelensky said, as his nation marked the anniversary of its independence from Moscow-dominated Soviet rule. Zelensky had warned on Tuesday of the risk of attacks on Independence Day, which by chance was also 6 months since Russian forces invaded Ukraine, touching off Europe's most devastating conflict since World War II. Celebrations of the August 24th public holiday were canceled. Coinciding with the anniversary, the U.S. announced an additional $3 billion package for Kyiv, which includes weapons and equipment. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
The latest U.S. military assistance package for Ukraine, the largest yet announced by Washington, includes advanced surface-to-air missile systems, several hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammunition for mortar and artillery, drones, and systems to repel attacking drones. Undersecretary of Defense for Policy Colin Cowell told reporters at the Pentagon on Wednesday the latest package is meant to also help Ukraine's military in the medium to the long term and will be useful even if the war goes on for years.
While many of these capabilities are not intended directly contribute to today's fight, they will form the backbone of a robust future Ukrainian force capable of defending Ukraine for years to come.
U.S. security commitments to Ukraine have totaled nearly $10 billion since Russia's invasion 6 months ago. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Pentagon says U.S. military airstrikes in eastern Syria were a message to Iran and Tehran-backed militias who targeted American troops earlier this month and several other times over the past year. Defense Undersecretary Colin Cowell tells reporters the strikes overnight on facilities used by militias backed by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard showed the United States won't hesitate to defend itself against what he calls Iran-backed aggression. At least 6 Syrian and foreign militants were killed, according to an opposition war monitor. Iran denies having links with the targeted group. A 17-year-old pilot became the youngest person to fly solo around the world in a small aircraft after he landed in Bulgaria, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Mac Rutherford, a Belgian-British dual national, landed on an airstrip west of Bulgaria's capital.
I think I did around 250 hours of flight time.
Rutherford has 2 Guinness World Records, the youngest person to fly around the world by himself and the youngest person to circumnavigate the globe in a micro-light plane.
If you're in a car, for example, you're limited by where you can go by roads because you have to turn left, turn right here, everything like that. But in a plane, you can go up, down, left, right, basically as much as you like.
Rutherford's journey began in March through 52 countries and 5 continents.
You don't have to be 18 to do something special. Just follow your dreams and they'll eventually come true no matter what age you are.
Rutherford says his next destination is back to school. I'm Ed Donahue.
Los Angeles County must pay Kobe Bryant's widow $16 million over photos of the NBA star body of the site of the 2020 helicopter crash that killed him. The jurors who returned the verdict Wednesday agreed with Vanessa Bryant and her attorneys that her privacy was invaded when deputies and firefighters took and shared photos of the remains of Kobe Bryant and their 13-year-old daughter. Vanessa Bryant tearfully testified during the 11-day trial that news of the photos compounded her grief after losing her husband and daughter. Recapping our top story, at least 22 people were killed and dozens wounded in a Russian rocket strike on a Ukrainian train station on Wednesday, President Volodymyr Zelensky said, as his nation marked the anniversary of its independence from Moscow-dominated Soviet rule. Zelensky had warned on Tuesday of the risk of attacks on Independence Day, which by chance was also 6 months since Russian forces invaded Ukraine, touching off Europe's most devastating conflict since World War II. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.